Blog Talk Radio.
That's a tune a lot of people are not familiar with. It's called the Navy Hymn, and they usually play it at funerals and sing it at funerals. There are a lot of verses to it. I think it was created in the 17th or early 1800s by an Englishman, and we adapted it for our American cause. And they've got verses on there. They got them for SEALs. They got them for cops. They got them for firemen. And it's very beautiful. And the name of it is Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee. And man, we're crying a lot. We are crying a lot because our government is beating us into the grave. And we're in trouble. My topic tonight is twofold. One, remove Obama now. And two, knock it off Fox. So I'm going to start with two. Knock it off, Fox. You're decimating your conservative base with your war on Trump to protect the wino rhinos. You can't say you are fair and impartial when you kicked off a complete offensive to destroy the mighty El Trumpo. El Grande El Trumpo. It is so obvious. Whatever happened to subtle sabotage? You used to be able to veil your knife. Now everybody sees the bayonet. Even the great Brit Yoon sold out. Yeah, fair and impartial is no longer your trademark. You guys need training in communist takedown tactics like the Demo Camos practice. You're out of your league in assassination by ridicule. You are driving faithful viewers into the arms of OAN and Newsmax. Spray the studio and get rid of that treacherous smell. Rick Perry? Rick Perry? Linseed Graham Cracker? McCain? I give McCain an A+ as a POW. We love him. As a senator who sold out Arizona and turned it into a drug hub for the Mexican cartels? Why is El Chapo putting out a contract on El Trumpo? Is he doing a favor for the Democrats? Did the Democrats build that tunnel in Mexico? They sure didn't have one for Sergeant Tomarussi. There was no tunnel for him. Yeah, and Obama didn't even mention him. But if you're a 300-pound tug and you bitch slap 110-pound water-soaked Indian who's trying to stop you from ripping off his profits for the day. You could be labeled a racist. Yeah, we're in trouble. We've lost our country. I've said it a long time ago. If we lost it, we're never getting it back. We can get it back because somebody is on the horizon. Our Lochnavar has just rode out of New York City. He's rode out of Queens. And he's not a queen. He is El Trumpo, El Magnifico, Alexa Hente, the demanding one. Now, as for McCain, who turned Arizona into a drug hub, forget about it. He should retire and open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. Isn't it time we labeled Obama a coyote? He is smuggling in untraceable slaves with no ID, many of whom will end up as sex slaves to the Democrats. Wake up, Fox. The whole world is laughing at you. Viva El Trumpo and viva Tommy from OAN. Trump helped the Leavenworth 10 protect the vets. I am playing this for a guy in Brazil who loves a Frank Sinatra.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. In these dreams I've loved you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you.
Here we go, coming out. Ace, King. Okay, teaching my grandchildren how to play blackjack, and they're all beating me. It's terrible. Five card Charlie. And you know how to play blackjack? Yeah, everybody's got different rules, right? You got to make the rules before you play the game. In politics, you don't make the rules before you play the game. You just destroy your enemy. And when you hear a lying Democrat saying, my esteemed colleague on the other side of the aisle, you know he's talking about that flat-faced Mother Fletcher over there. Yeah. Obama, remove Obama now or become a communist slave. Two things are going to make us slaves once again in the United States. Drugs, definitely. Once you do drugs, you're a slave. And politics will make you a slave. Don't think that as an American, you have rights. The only reason you have rights is there's a handful of guys on the horizon that's making sure you don't get murdered in your bed. There were two kinds of New Yorkers on 9-1-1. 9-10 New Yorkers and 9-1-1 New Yorkers. 9-1-1 New Yorkers knew the score, and they knew the price that was being paid. In the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States by a millionaire who lived in the Hindu Kush, who sent four planes, our planes, against us, and created a greater disaster than the entire Japanese military did in Pearl Harbor. The casualty rate in Pearl Harbor was mostly military, and it was less than 3,000. Osama bin Laden, the brother of Obama bin Laden, killed 3,200. But the communists wouldn't count the 200 pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers, and wouldn't put the names of those babies on the wall with their mothers where they belong. And if I was one of the parents of a daughter who died that day carrying child, and I didn't know the sex of the child, I would pick a name that could be either sex. And we know the last name. And that child would be on the wall with its mother, just like that child is in heaven with its mother. And the people who sent that child to heaven in a heinous, murderous act, they are all down in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. Gehenna is the word that Jesus used. So remove Obama now or become a communist slave. We cannot wait 17 months to survive the damage this communist and his party of death is doing. The Democrat Party is not the party of your ancestors and Harry Truman. When Harry Truman left office, listen to this, he still had a mortgage on his humble home. How much could the mortgage be? 17 grand, 20 grand? That was probably the whole mortgage. He was a humble man. He was a man of the people. He was the last real Democrat. Harry also was driving by himself in New Jersey when he was pulled over by a state trooper for speeding. And when the officer saw it was the ex-president of the USA, he said, sorry, sir, go ahead, go on. And Harry said, give me the ticket, I broke the law. Can you imagine the story that state trooper told his family that night? How honest the president of the United States was. He was impressed. His family was impressed. And everybody that heard that story was impressed. You do that today. You show me a president that'll do that today. When Harry was asked about being a politician, and how was that like compared to any other job that he had? He said, I had two jobs in my life. One as a politician and one as a piano player in a brothel. And they're pretty much the same. He also said, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. That's when men were men. Not that there wasn't corruption, but we had it in check. It wasn't running rampant. I say the House and the Senate should go to work in pirate costumes so we all can recognize them for the work they do. Yep. His Democrat Party put country first. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party, and they destroy the country first. I grew up in Harlem in the 50s, and there was more racial harmony among New Yorkers then than there is today. Why is that? Communists. The Catholic Church was 10 times stronger. Nuns and priests dominated the schools. There was only one lay teacher in my grammar school and one lay teacher in my high school. He was a football coach. And in grammar school, the lay teacher's name was Mrs. Canavan. And every nun in the school warned every student, if you make it hard on Mrs. Canavan, we'll make it hard on you. They protected her like she was the Blessed Mother. My grammar school was free. My high school was $12 a month. My father made $67. His rent was $37 a month. And you want to know something? That was in Manhattan. And that was in a three-bedroom, one bath and kitchen, and dining room apartment. You know what that goes for today? $5,000 a month. Today, most you can get is 400 square feet for $3,000. That's the starting price. Yeah, yeah. The cardboard box on the street costs $1,500. What happened? Communist influence. Back alley abortions, all the communists always say, the coat hanger and the back alley abortions. That's why we went to Planned Slaughterhood and killed 60 million children, because we know how to do it better than Stalin. Yeah, yeah. So we don't want any back alley abortions. We want to kill them right up front in the office. Yep, back alley abortions moved to the front office, and today body parts are pulled from live children. Death comes after, and they all feel pain. You heard that woman munching lettuce and her associate that wanted the Lamborghini to say, we have to reposition the baby in the womb so that we can take the choice parts, have easy access to the choice parts before we shred the child and pull the rest of his body apart. And you know, when they cut that baby up into little pieces and crush his head, they have to reassemble the baby outside the womb to be sure that they got all the chopped up organs. Every person that's pro-choice and pro-life should have to do a walkthrough, a Planned Slaughterhood clinic, and see the babies in the buckets. You want to see something horrific that will rock your world? You won't do it. You ain't got the guts. It's easier to look the other way. YouTube, Save the Kids, Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-M. And you'll hear Luciano Pavarotti sing the Ave Maria. And then you'll see the real that is abortion. And if you think abortion is such a great thing, explain it to your children, especially the ones that have just reached the age of reason. And the other one I have up there is Abortion is Murder. That's Roy Orbison, Love Hurts. And that's Abu Tam. Abortion is Murder, Abu Tam. You look at those two, you'll have a different outlook on what we're doing to 60 million children. You don't think we're going to account to God for that? What, you didn't want to get involved? He ain't going to buy that. You look the other way? He ain't going to buy that. He created all those kids. The soul came first, waiting on the sperm and egg to make the connection. The soul escaped to heaven. And we'll be there at the hearings. And what did you do? I took ads for abortion clinics. Did you ever, I looked up auto parts one day. You'll find an auto parts store. there were more ads for abortion clinics than auto parts stores, and they had the audacity to put the whole front, the whole staff on the front page, like they were doing God's work. Well, we're all going to burn. We're all going to be there with Ted Kennedy in boiler number three. So, death comes after, and they all feel pain. Why is that? Communists. When the Berlin Wall came down, everybody said communism was defeated. Who said that? Communists. It is called a fake collapse, and never strike until victory is assured. It did collapse, but they recovered quickly. And Jimmy from Brooklyn blames all the talk show hosts, Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and everybody who for 25 years said communism was defeated. And he says, for 25 years we did nothing while they got stronger. Wait till you see Obama turn over Gitmo to Russia and China. Oh, that would never happen. Our president is for America. You think he's for America? Yeah. You know what you do? Send them for ammo. Send them to lower the flag at half mast from four Marines. He'll give two Marines umbrellas and make fun of them at the White House in the dirty rose garden. Yeah. Who killed America? Who killed its industry? Who killed its educational achievements? Who killed the balance of trade and the books? The communists. Why do people not say communist instead of PC buzzwords like liberal, progressive, socialist, and Democrat? But they use labels like crazies, religious nuts, right-wing nuts, McCarthyites, rednecks, veterans, racists, etc. Who controls the media? The communists. Who is the biggest threat to American sovereignty? The communists. Who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11? The communists. See Flag Burners of Record on YouTube, Abu Tam. Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tam. See Michelle Obama on YouTube. All this for a flag, Michelle Obama. Who is responsible for the murder of 60 million American babies? The communists. Who said one day we will have a military bigger than the U.S. military? Communist Obama. Who said he doesn't like to salute the flag because it's a symbol of oppression to some people? Communist Obama. Who said the Star Spangled Banner should be replaced because it's too warlike and would like to replace it with I'd like to buy the world some Coke? Communist Obama. Today we hear they want to alter the Pledge of Allegiance because it affects the religion of some people. Which religion is that? The hijacked religion? Communist Obama. Who is ordering the arrest of militia people if they protect unarmed U.S. forces in recruiting stations? Communist Obama. Who has betrayed? Oh, who is the head coyote who is smuggling in children to the United States to become unidentified sex slaves that can't be traced if they are raped and murdered? Communist Obama. Who has betrayed Israel, Egypt, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, UAE, Bahrain, Oman, and the USA to Iran? Communist Obama. Anybody who votes this Iranian nuke deal is a traitor to the United States and must be pointed out and never let off the hook. Remove Obama now or become a communist slave. Obama is not that smart to complete the destruction of the USA in 17 months. Every move is a Soviet Red Chinese tactic planned by the unknown Communist Committee. There is a committee in the White House that is running the country. It is not Obama. Obama is just playing. He's just playing the bird flipper. What can we do to counteract this communist takeover? Start by regaining the minds of your children. Never forget the words of one of the biggest murderers of our time, a communist named Joseph Stalin. You ever notice they got you watching Nazi movies, but they never show you the Nazi-like tactics of the Russians? You never see the Russian atrocities. Only one guy wrote a book, The Gulag Archipelago, that told the true story of what was going on in Russia. The Iron Curtain sealed everybody's fate. And when it opened up, the press covered up for the communists. That's the un-American press. What can we do to counteract this communist takeover? Regain the minds of your children. Never forget the words of one of the biggest murderers of our time, Joseph Stalin, who said, "The three greatest attributes of the U.S. that must be destroyed are to be defeated are spirituality, morality, and love of country." And what do the communists work on the most? Your spirituality, your morality, and love of country. And never forget chemical warfare. The greatest chemical warfare weapon used by the communists against the American people is drugs. And drugs isn't just because some poor Mexican wants to sell a little weed. Drugs is big business. And don't underestimate the drug dealers. They do market surveys, and they know the state of Utah is not a drug state because Mormons are deeply religious and against drugs. So they sent their best salesman to open up Utah, and now the Mormons have a drug problem. If they can do it to the Mormons, they can do it to you. All you immigrants who are learning our ways and language, do not believe the communists when they say the white man hates you. And I got to tell you, I have friends that went to the swearing-in ceremony of new American citizens, and the American representative that was doing the swearing-in told these new Americans that the white man hates them. He's our government representative. And he said, if you're ever discriminated against or attacked, here's my phone number. You call me right away. If somebody won't let you sell you a house or rent you a house, here's my phone number. You call right away. These people were sworn in. They took the Pledge of Allegiance. They went out the door looking to fight white guys, waiting for that guy's message to ring true. That guy should have been horsewhipped. All you immigrants who are learning our ways and language, do not believe the communists when they say the white man hates you. The biggest communists are white men. The Partido de la Muerte burns the flag, kills the children, hates the USA, and uses welfare and drugs, and which they now tax and keep you down. The guy that cuts my grass tomorrow will be a contractor in 10 years. Latinos are Christians. Viva Cristo Rey. They don't belong with comunistas. Get out of the Partido de la Muerte. Vaya con te fiesta. Last but not least, it is really number one in my book, The Spirit of America Party Book, Chapter 1. You know what Chapter 1 is? The most important chapter in my book. I put them up there in their importance. Chapter 1 is Drugs Suck. The number one goal of the Communist Party is a doped up America. What party is endorsing a weed and taxing the dopers? The Communist Party. When you are stoned, anyone can come and rob you, kill you, and exploit you. It destroys your ability to see things clearly. It shuts down your learning curve and makes you open to more dangerous drugs. You can't do your work, and you are no longer a family asset. You're a liability and a suicide candidate. If you graduate to heroin, you are dead. 1% is the recovery rate from heroin. Do heroin. Time to wise up and sober up. This is your country, your inheritance. Make good things happen. And remember the Spirit of America Party slogan. The strong must always protect the weak, including the little POWs, those prisoners of the womb. One God, one country, one man, one woman, one marriage. Te fiesta. Viva Cristo Rey, viva el Trumpo. Let's see what we got. Oh, here's a guy that got in trouble with a girl from the 50s or the 60s. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, I believe. Okay. We had a tragedy down in Chattanooga. And when I wrote this blog, I didn't know a sailor had died also. And the title was Another Four Lives Wasted by Incompetence. Unarmed Marines Cut Down. The FBI should be protecting GIs instead of terrorist mosques, jihad recruiting centers. What? No Confederate flag or Goldie's Gym t-shirt? It's a wonder they didn't get it all screwed up instead of calling for the takedown of the Confederate flag. They could have asked for the removal of Goldie's Gym t-shirts. Obama's army has taken it. Oh, don't believe this media, man. They lie. They cover up for the Democrats. They exaggerate. They lie. You know, there's two kinds of people that practice taqiyya. You know what taqiyya is? That's Arabic. Boy, you can lie if it's in response to victory for your religion. And the communists, because the communists have no religion, so to them, a lie is the truth. Obama's army has taken to the field. I blame the Marine Corps. Stop letting the communists make you turn on your own with PC shit. This is not the first recruiting station to get hit. Stop playing Beirut Barracks disarmed. This won't be the first time we rounded up threats and deported them. We did it in 1781 to the traitors who joined the Brits. And that was the last boat back to England. Don't give me that American citizen crap either. He was an American citizen. He was never an American citizen. He was practicing taquilla. Communist taquilla. You betray the USA, you are deportation material and all associated with you. Debate time is over. The 14-year war now goes live. Average 911, avenge 911, and the four unarmed who should have been armed. Do you notice the firing pattern at the window where they were? Do you notice? And he had an AK, a model AK like a 47. How's that? And nobody is checking the validity of where he got the weapons. No, if it's for America, you'll never hear it. If it's against America, they will blow it out of proportion. Those Marines should have been armed. Obama's buddy and advisor, communist professor from Chicago, Chicago University, Bill Ayers. Imagine there's tax money going to pay him to encourage the death of Americans. I think that our government has too much money to spend and should send it back to the people and do with less. The smaller the government, the safer the people. They have, I mean, you got a government, you're sending Christian tax money to sponsor the murder of 60 million babies. You know the seven judges who passed Roe versus Wade? You know where they are today? They're all dead. They're all dead. They're down there in boiler number three. That's a big boiler. Ted Kennedy. It is really sad. Okay, so we don't want to hear Obama's buddy, a communist professor, Bill Ayers, blew up a recruiting station. This is an old lesson, as old as 911 New York. 911 New York began under the Clintons, the lying, money-stealing Clintons, the betrayers of countries. Yes, the Clintons. Oh, Bill was cool. He was cool. He had all those chicks. Go back to Harry Truman. Harry loved a woman that wasn't crazy about him, and he loved her. And he went once or two, I forget where, but the guy offered, he went to a dinner or a party, and the guy offered him some babes. And he said, "Don't you ever offer me anything like that again. I took a vow to one woman, and I am keeping it." Imagine how that guy felt. Yeah, when everybody else is doing it. You know, we sent a congressman, a young lad, to Washington and to learn the ropes and become an effective congressman. He learned the ropes all right. You know what ropes he learned? He learned what everybody else was doing. He created a second family down there. He made a mistress. He had an unwritten wife. And he made a baby with her. And meanwhile, his wife up in New York, and I think two baby girls, were saying prayers at night for daddy. And you want to know something? That woman was betrayed beyond imagination. Her father-in-law covered it up and paid the rent and child support for the second family in Washington, D.C. How's that? And he got caught drunk, and he had to resign. But every once in a while, the Republicans trot him out. Like the Democrats trot out Charlie Rangel and Senator Menendez, who's defending America against the Iranians this week. so that the judge, when he has to go to trial for bribery, will cut him some slack. Yeah, unbelievable. He did give Lurch. You know who Lurch is? John Kerry. People call him Lurch. It's unbelievable. He gave him some flack. Okay. This is an old lesson as old as 911 New York and 911 Benghazi. You would think, if you're the stupidest person in the world, if you're the biggest jerk that ever walked the planet, you would think that after experiencing the deaths of 3,200 Americans on 911 in an attack that was created by Muslims, using that day because 911 is who you have to call for emergency, that on every 911 in Muslim countries, you would be ready for anything. And we weren't ready for anything. Was that deliberate? And you know what? You remember how outraged everybody was when Obama traded 5 Taliban for Bo Birdcall? You know, the traitor in Afghanistan, who Obama groped his mother. He was hugging her a little bit too close. As a matter of fact, I think she had her right leg off the floor. But anyway, do you think that maybe he traded those 5 Taliban to send a message to Iran that we're ready to do a deal in your favor? You don't think he thinks that far ahead, do you? Do you think that maybe somebody else does, of Iranian descent? Yeah. Oh, and the good news is tonight that, what's his name? Anthony Weasel, he's going to be an advisor and a consultant in a major corporation. And they said, but he won't be in contact with the public. No. He's going to just expose himself in the office. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Come on in, take a message. Take a letter. Surprise. It is unbelievable. So, I don't want to hear you had your fingers crossed when you took the oath or that Sharia comes first. If that is what you want, then be the first to leave and go back to the gutter that sent you here to kill Americans. Heads up, America, and buy more guns. You do. Buy more guns. That's your main objective right now. Buy more guns. How is that? How is that? Buy more guns. I'm going crazy. My wife is 3 rooms away and she's louder than I am. Help me, Lord. Help me. Protect me. Give me shelter. Okay. Avenge 9-1. The 14-year war now goes live. Let's avenge 9-1-1. And buy more guns. And those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Obama's buddy Bill Ayers says 20% of the American people will not surrender and have to be liquidated. That's the stage they're setting. That Jade Helm is, they're practicing roundups. They say, you know, Hitler did the same thing when he took those people to the concentration camps. He says, I'm doing it for your protection. Yes. Oh, you don't need the luggage. We'll send it on later. Yeah. Oh, you don't need guns. No. That's what the SS is here for, to protect you. Yeah. Yeah. Do not believe. Let's see here. All recruiting stations must be armed or Humvee manned, like the ones Obama gave to ISIL, the 3,200 that he gave to ISIL when he retreated from Iraq. This president is totally un-American. He's giving money and arms to the Iranians who killed unarmed 233 Marines in their sleep, just because wimpy politicians called it a peace mission. The Iranians saw it as an opportunity to kill. Do not believe Obama gave his allies 10 years to build a nuke. He gave them 10 minutes. Restore the pride of the core. Start with Fox Company. You know about Fox Company? Betrayed by the Pentagon. Yeah, Google Fox Company and be sick. Who was railroaded by the communist media in an anti-American propaganda movie. Then release the POWs in Fort Leavenworth and restore their families that were abandoned on the battlefield to poverty. Start with Sergeant Evan Vela and Sergeant Derek Mitchell. I think that might be a Latino, and I know the other guy's African-American. Both of them got two beautiful kids. They were convicted by officers who were looking for a nice resume with no combat experience. Restore the honor they were robbed of by PC communists. And I said the other day, those four Marines and a sailor should be promoted to general and one admiral. And they should receive general's pay and an admiral's pay. So, restore the honor they were robbed of by PC communists and put the cross back up on the hill in Camp Pendleton. If it is still up, and thank you from all the Christians who serve God and country. You see all those crosses and all the battlefields across the world? And you're going to let one slimy, bastard communist, the entire nation, take them all down? Because the communists run the country and we haven't been told yet? Please do not let any communist, when an American dies, do not let any communist call for a moment of silence. That's a muzzle on freedom. You sing those prayers to God and ask God to accept our fallen son and to bring him to greater glory and let him be with his ancestors. Let him be with all who love him. And then he can wait on those who on earth love him. So don't let anybody call for a moment of silence. That's a muzzle on freedom. Repeat after me the Navy hymn, Eternal Father, strong to save. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee. Protect us all in liberty. And that's it. If you go to blogtalkradio.com and you search Spirit of America Party radio show or Spirit of America Party, all my shows come up. Or you can go to TuneIn. If my shows come up on Blog Talk Radio, you see all the visuals I put up. If you just want to listen, you can go to TuneIn, any radio station. Gets picked up by TuneIn, and I'm picked up. You just got to search the Spirit of America Party radio show. I'm going to give you an old 50s tune. My grandson loves this tune.
Watch out! Here we go again.
Yep, work, boom, 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 boom,
heartache.
Dim, 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 dim. Dim 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 dim, 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 dim 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 dim,
I'm yip yip warp 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 boom 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 boom. Your love was just a burning memory. Yip yip warp 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 boom 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 boom. Heartache.
You remember your first love? Your first infatuation? You thought that was it, right? And then you look back at it now, you feel silly. But at the time, it wasn't silly. It was your whole world. So don't ever feel bad. What did Shakespeare say? Better to have loved than lost than never loved at all. A lot of people give advice on love. I had a buddy who was dating a girl, and he was a practical joker. So she brought him up to meet her father, who was a hardworking, a very strong, opinionated Irishman. And he wasn't too thrilled with anybody dating his daughter. And my buddy met him, goes, "Dad, this is Gene. Gene is my father." And he looked at his fiance, or his future fiance, and he made her open her mouth. And he started pointing at her teeth and said, "Get this fixed. You got to get this fixed." And then he escaped with his life. O'Reilly, O'Reilly, what have you done? Et tu, O'Reilly? El Trumpo. Oh, El Trumpo was assaulted by Fox. It was a media takedown of El Trumpo. Every network operator on Fox had their little dagger that they had to stick in El Trumpo. O'Reilly fired the coup de grace. He wasn't the first one, but he had a pompous hearing. Yeah, there's a word that goes with pompous. I can't remember what it is, but I think in Spanish it's el burro. it could be culo. It could be culo. A pompous culo. O'Reilly fired the coup de grace shot that Fox started to help little Jebby Bush. Little Jebby Bush ain't going to make it. There's a war on. There's a war on, and there's too many rhinos that are morons. And they think that all they have to do is be just one shade less than the Democrats, and they'll win. They all hide under rocks for 4, 6, 8 years, waiting for the Democrats to do something wrong, so that they can win by default. That's not cutting it. El Trumpo is going to squash his enemies. O'Reilly fired the grass shot that Fox started to help little Jebby Bush, but the bullet missed its mark. Trump was more reserved and stayed on message. The one thing Trump must stop saying is how successful he is. We all know that. Move on and up. The fair and impartial, anybody that's they can get to Trump, tell him. We already know he's the most successful. He's the king of the world. We already know that. Stick to the issues. Tell us what you're going to do to these bastards that have been ruining the country. That's what we want to hear. Some guy was trying to upset him. He was from one of the Laza groups, you know, the race that cries racism, La Raza. Yeah. And he asked Trump a question, and Trump shot him down. And the guy goes, "You didn't let me finish." And Trump said, "You're finished." And he went on to somebody else. And you're not going to stop Trump. El Trumpo has golf shoes on. The Fair and Partial Network can no longer claim the title. The coordinated effort to destroy Trump began Sunday early, just like Pearl Harbor. Judith Miller, a misinformed intellectual, Alan Combs, who should never be allowed on a stage until his pants belt is removed and his shoelaces. And the guy that disappointed me, because nobody tried to take him down more than Hillary Clinton and the Party of Death. They even went after his father, was James Rosen. I now call him James Rodent, because they kicked off the offensive. And even Britt Hume had a Pontius Pilate finger bowl. Now, I reference a Pontius Pilate finger bowl. I've done it for years. Now, there's a guy that I like that is a great American. And they try to squash him from winning a seat in the Congress. I'm not sure if it's the Congress or the Senate. But his name is, I believe, Tom Cotton. And he went over to Europe to find out about all of the lies that Obama and Kerry are not telling us, and all the secret deals that they made. So when they were trying to put Cotton down, you know, because he's from the South and he's probably a redneck and he's probably a racist and he was in the Klan. You know what my slogan was to elect him? We pick Cotton. Yeah, not bad, right? Oh, by the way, I'm the first one that's called El Trumpo. I'm the first one. The New York Post followed suit a few days later, but I'm the one that put the handle on El Trumpo. And I can prove it because all my shows are dated. So anyway, having said that, and I'm not playing savage and saying Rush Limbaugh is stealing my material. I don't play that game. I want to get the word out. I don't care who steals it. But if they steal it for money, that's a different story. But if they steal it from love, I understand love. So Pontius Pilate. So I was talking about Tom Cotton. He just went, he came back and he accused Kerry of being Pontius Pilate. How's that? The call must have come down from the DNC and the RNC to finish Trump now. He is resonating with the people who have had it with BS politicians. You know what BS is, right? Cagada de toro. You know El Toro, the bull? You know cagada. Yeah. Or Democrat. You could say Democrat El Toro. But, okay, so the call came down to get him. Those bribe-taking liars who once elected and shut the door in America's face. They tell you anything you want to hear until they're in office, and then it's they flip the bird like Obama flips the bird. Every day Obama flips the bird. He tells you what he's going to do to you, and you don't believe it. He said you're going to be paying $12 a gallon gas. Believe me, he's working on it. Yeah. He's going to wipe out all the coal miners in the country. Believe me, he's working on it. He's going to have an army bigger than the U.S. army. Believe me, he's working on it. Right now, he's got his military down in 7 southern states. They're practicing rounding up the cattle. So, O'Reilly Blue McCain's Rhino ratings, way too high. McCain was to guard Arizona's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and instead he allowed his state to be turned into a distribution hub for Democratic Party favorite El Chapo. I wonder if the DNC asked El Chapo to kill Trump. McCain is a rhino, and two of his best friends in the Senate were flag burners and baby killers, Russell Feingold and Ted Kennedy. McCain endorsed Obama and never helped Sarah Palin. Mark Levin said it best. We all agree he was a hero. I just ask, what has he done for us lately? And did he give birth to Lindsey Graham? O'Reilly uses the word right wing a lot, which is similar to McCain's crazies. O'Reilly will not take tea with us. Be sure to get my new book, Killing O'Reilly. He's got killing Jesus and killing Kennedy, killing Patton. So I thought I'd write one called Killing O'Reilly. Under the circumstances, and John DeMonkey, isn't he getting a lot of press? Obama went on the John DeMonkey show. You know John DeMonkey? Well, he got his name. He used to be John Stewart. Never trust a guy that's named after an outhouse and a root beer. And he was. Guess, are you ready for this? You want to be shocked? I'm going to give you two shocks right now. Bill Maher used to date Ann Coulter. You want the second shock? John Stewart's a buddy in college. His roommate, his bunk buddy, was Anthony Weasel. Oh, what do they say? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So what does that make Bill PLO Dancer Maher? A possible convert to Catholicism? Yeah. You know what's going to happen to Bill PLO Maher? You know what he said to Ann Coulter? He said, yeah, when you pray to your imaginary friend. You know what's going to happen to him? He's going to be walking the streets in New York one day. He's going to suffer a heart attack. He's going to wake up in a Catholic hospital with a big cross over his bed. And a beautiful nun is going to be looking down and smiling at him and praying over him and wiping his brow, his fevered brow. And then she's going to hook his IV up to a tropical fish tank. Mark Levin said it best. We all know he was a hero. Under the circumstances, knowing that Fox is endorsing Bush and the teaming up of rhinos with the commos will try to beat Trump down now, never forget this. Communists have no rules. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, and when they lose, they win, because they always got a backup plan that gives them extra benefits. And never let a communist sit in a coalition, because he will control it and all his enemies will be gone. My suggestion to President Trump is give us some action. Start with rescuing 10 families from shame and poverty, the Leavenworth 10, those POWs in prison, charged with the PC crime of fighting back on the battlefield. When I see Lindsey Graham, I see a guy that could, with no combat experience, sitting on a panel of judges court-martialing some poor private corporal sergeant. They don't go over lieutenant. The generals, they hide. That's like the good old boys. And I see Lindsey Graham making an example of some poor helpless bastard whose only crime was he made a judgment call and whacked somebody who the Iraqi said was out delivering newspapers. Yeah. And to pacify the Iraqis, this is what they did to Sergeant Nevin Vela. That's what they did to him. He was part of a three-man team, a sniper team. They were waiting to take out an Al-Qaeda leader. And a villager got too close to their concealment. And Evan Vaila's commanding officer at the time jumped the guy and ordered Vaila to shoot him in the head. Vaila shot him in the head. The villagers went to the officers in the military and demanded that all three be handed over for trial in an Iraqi court. So what they did was they pacified them. They gave them Vela and they sent the other two guys home. One of which was threatened if he didn't testify against Vela, he was going to get the same amount of time as Vela. So that's how they build the team and then they destroy the team. And those two went home, were tried in, I think, Fort Campbell or Fort Bragg, and they were found not guilty. Meanwhile, Vela is sitting in an Iraqi court being tried by Americans. And he got 15 to 20 years charged with unpremeditated murder. his commanding officer that ordered him to shoot that Iraqi, a civilian. But who says, who's a warrior and who's a civilian in Iraq? He was found not guilty, but they made an example out of Vailor to appease the Iraqis, most of whom are terrorists anyway. Oh, you can't say that about Iraqis. I can say it about you. If you're defending them, you're a terrorist too. Trump is going to get them all. I hope he keeps up. I hope he has a locomotive in his heart. So poor Vailor got 20 years. Now, he lived in Alaska. That's where his home was. And his wife and two kids, they had to sell their home, whatever they had. You can imagine what kind of housing they live in, right? You know, it's not in Beverly Hills. She sold what she could get for the house, and she used it to pay lawyers to defend her husband. The husband was found guilty. He got 15 to 20 years in jail. Her and her two kids got 15 to 20 years in poverty and anxiety and shame. How can you do that? How can you cut off the benefits of a wife and children of a military guy who, right or wrong, was in jail? How can you deny the family benefits? You're responsible for that family. We are responsible for that family. But you see, when you cross Obama, you will go up on the cross. So, my suggestion to President Trump is that about these, there's 10 of them. And there's a new one, and the new lieutenant, the young guy. And his name is, I think, Lance. Here's a little note from, this guy's looking to get the cross up on. Dear sir, he's writing to James House. I am writing in support of the Marine families, the Christian Marine families, many of whom are Catholic, who are stationed at Camp Pendleton. I respectfully request that you stand with them as they face persecution by the atheists from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. You know who makes the best atheists? Communists. This, they should change it from atheists to communists, because they're taking down the country. If you don't have a God, why should God bother you? Why are you declaring war on 80% of Americans? Where does your duties lie? Those who have lost loved ones in service to our country have a right to honor their dead with a sacred cross. As free Americans, we have a constitutionally guaranteed right to this religious freedom. The Camp Pendleton cross should stand. Thank you for taking on this battle. Stay strong and may God bless you. You know, that's part of Stalin's three goals: take down the cross, spirituality and morality. Turn your daughters into sluts. Turn your sons into AIDS carriers. They were tried by judges with no combat experience under orders from a PC Pentagon. Do you remember Abu Ghraib? How the communists went to work and made a big issue out of it? And what was it? What was the big issue? They made the prisoners strip down. They made fun of them. They humiliated them. They made them. You know what the prisoners were doing? They were cutting throats. But you see, that's all right. That's their religion, and that's a religious purification act. So they made these guys get naked, and they made them build a pyramid. They had about 12 guys in a pyramid, and they took a picture of them from the butt side. And this was a big atrocity. And even they got Rumsfeld to denounce these guys, instead of saying it's Mickey Mouse stuff and we're going to deal with it. And that's it. No, they let the left play this thing up for months. So my argument was... I put that picture up on one of my sites, and I had a music to it stuck in the middle with you. You ever hear that song? And I used to say in my caption, tell the truth. On the second row, the third guy from the left, all you see your asses. Doesn't he look like Chuck Schumer? Yeah. So what did they do? What did they do with Abu Ghraib? The woman that was in charge was a general. They whisked her right out of there. You heard about her for one day and she was gone. And they put into prison privates, corporals, and sergeants. And that was it. Never higher than that. The good old boys club. And Bush should have pardoned everybody that was involved. And Rumsfeld was wrong to advise throwing the book at them. But I think Rumsfeld, because Bush double-crossed Rumsfeld, and Rumsfeld was loyal even after Bush stiffed him. Bush put his arm around him and said, this man will be with me until my term of office is up. And at Christmas, he fired him. That's a dirty pool. And that's going on Bush's legacy. And another thing that's going on Bush's legacy is he could have got bin Laden. He could have got bin Laden. But immediately they put out bin Laden was not an important target. They put that right out there in propaganda. You know how many people Bush lost in Iraq? 4,700. Do you know what the wounded ratio was in Iraq? To killed? 7-1. And the press identified every one of those KIAs. They showed their pictures, their hometowns. They went to their hometown and stuck 10 mics in the face of a mother who lost her national treasure and said, how does it feel to know that your son died because of George Bush? Now, fast forward to Obama bin Laden, who took 4 months to get bin Laden. Do you think a New York City fireman, upon learning the location of bin Laden, would say, let's wait 4 months? Yeah, what, on Tora Bora? How many nukes do we need to wipe out a mountain? Yeah. Obama gave bin Laden 4 months to escape. Finally, he reluctantly gave the go-ahead. And then he took all the credit. So, the little guy pays the price. Where are we? They were tried by judges with no combat experience under orders from a PC Pentagon. The same Pentagon that helps crazies get God out of the military. Soon it will no longer be the Pentagon, it will be the Pentagram, and we'll all be gone. The same party who would not let, I honestly believe that there's a map in the Pentagon of certain New that show certain New York cities that will be no longer cities after the first nuke strike. I believe they already have that taken into consideration, and I believe that map is marked on which cities they believe will take the first hits. The same party that would not let McCain's war record be used in his campaign. The Times would not publish McCain. McCain wrote an editorial. I sent it back to him, told him to rewrite it. It was not up to Times qualifications. This is the same. And you know what McCain did? He never watched. He never said anything. I don't think he ever sent an editorial. He just lapped it up. This is the same party that threatened Bush not to use 911 in his election. Remember that? He better not use 911. Man, if I was president, I would have used 911. I would have had pictures of, Clinton taking Emirates money for sparing the prince who was hunting with bin Laden. When the CIA says we can take him out right now, it's just him and the prince. And Clinton said no. And I believe, it's only a hunch, that he called the father of that prince and said, I saved your son's life today. Here's my wire transfer account number. Oh, that couldn't be, Tom. What do you mean? The same guy that sold, gave the Chinese secrets on how to launch satellites into space? Oh, he didn't do that. It was a friend of his who donated money to him. Oh, that's right. The guy, he was used to make parking meters in the Bronx. You had to hear Savage tell that story. The same party that would not let McCain's record be used. Now they're patriots. When rhinos team up with demo camos to destroy one American, I say we need a hero. O'Reilly plugged Kasich. If you've seen Kasich as senator, chairman at a hearing being abused by a Scotch communist, he summoned the Scotch communist from British Parliament to testify against the hearing because the Scotch communist, and he'll tell you he's a communist, took money from Saddam Hussein, like Bayer McDermott and Thompson. Congressmen, all Viet Congress mice, they went to Iraq to get money from Saddam Hussein, like this Scotchman was getting. But Saddam Hussein wouldn't see them. Yeah. Oh, we're going there on a mission of peace. Yeah. Yeah. How many pieces fit in the sack? Yeah. And now you got, what's his name? The mayor of New York went to the Vatican to talk about global warming. Hey, Papa, you better get rid of that brand new bag. You better. We can't afford to lose too many more faithful. So, yeah, and we all can't be communists. So stick to what? Render unto Stalin the things that are Stalin, but unto God, do your job. Do the job that God picked you to do. Let's give the communists credit. Oh, let me see here. Under the circumstances, two things O'Reilly is not, a general or a pope. While appearing aboard, he stuck the muleta into Trump after the Fox picadors had done their worst. Under the circumstances, Trump going into the snake pit, knowing the hissing was all about him, did very well. He will do better when he personally does something for the vets. He will draw the vet vote, and if he plays his cards right, he will draw the entire military vote, except for the generals that Obama appointed. And that includes everybody who has a relative in the service. You know that saying? You know, word of mouth is the best advertising. One tells 10 and 10 tells 10. 10 tells 100 and 100 tell 1,000. He can also pull a greater percentage of Latinos because he employs, helps them grow. You can expect the communists and the rhinos to trot out a disenchanted chambermaid crying with a great story. Just be sure it's not Joe Scarborough Caitlin with a wig. Just because Jeb Bush can say Buenos Noches, that means nothing. Just ask the Cuban Americans in Miami, why did Jeb swallow his tongue when the Clintons sold Elian Gonzalez to Fidel Castro? Let's give the communists credit when they stage a stunt like using McCain to get Trump. It is well planned and coordinated with the communist media. I was here to see the Tea Party stand almost man to man with Trump. It is about the person on either side of you in combat. Wait till Trump gets to talk to the senior citizens. If anybody can impeach Obama, they can. They got the time, they got the money. And that is why he wants to take their guns away first. Can we wait 17 months to rid ourselves of this threat to American sovereignty? I don't think so. Impeachment proceedings will slow him down or make him more obvious. And here's two thoughts I had you might want to consider. One, Hillary is not going to be the candidate. They crossed her off once and they will do it again. Two, the Arab and Persian lands will become the nuclear kill zone. It is the area that we can do without. No foreign power wants a nuke to land in their country. The next war will be nuclear, and any country that is launching will fight it out in the Middle East. The Palestinians pray a nuke will take out Israel. Don't they realize that they go also? That's like Brooklyn praying a nuke will take out Queens. As for immigrant assimilation, a pluribus unum from one, Muslims do not melt. Remember, I said it here first before the New York Post. Viva el Trumpo. Spirit of America Party on Blog Talk Radio. Let me give you Blue Moon.
Dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon. Dip the dip the dip, moon, 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 blue moon. Dip the dip the dip, moon, 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 blue moon. Dip the dip the dip, bomb, 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 dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding,
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding, blue moon.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding, blue moon.
They've had a shooting in Louisiana in a movie theater. You never know what the story is until you can't believe the first reports. It's really sad. They look like white folks. It looks like it could be boyfriend, girlfriend type of thing. But I'm just going by the pictures, so don't take my word for anything. I think everybody's got to have a gun.
Gunmen opened fire on Thursday at a movie theater in Lafayette, Louisiana. And
I got rid of that. I can't stand that. AOL's got a new game. They brainwash you while you're reading your emails. They brainwash you while reading your emails, while you're reading your emails. And I'm sure they've read your emails, too. Yeah. It's really terrible. AOL. You know the story of Arianna Huffington in the Huffington Post? Wonderful woman. She took advantage of college kids to help her get started and get rolling. And they worked her for nothing. And then she became success, and she sold, I believe she sold a Huffington Post to AOL for $350 million. And she never bought the kids an ice cream. And that's what people do. That's what Democrats do to people. So let me see what else we got here. Got one title says, Rhinos Team Up with the Democrats to Destroy Trump. In a heated moment, President Trump was ambushed by John McCain, who led the attack by calling all of Trump's followers crazies. That's like calling all of unwanted babies and fetuses. And I saw O'Reilly discussing Planned Parenthood's, Planned Slaughterhood's murder of, actually, they kill 3,000 babies a day, 1,200 white, 1,100 black. Now, you just think about that black figure. 1,200 white, 1,100 black. Blacks are 13% of the population. But in abortions, they're almost 90% of what the white babies, what the white people are killing. Something's wrong with that figure. That is very high. And they also kill 700 Latino niños. So 3,000 a day. And of course, now you got to remember the harvesting. How many hearts can you get out of 3,000 babies? What do you think they're harvesting a day? 100 hearts? 1,000 hearts? 600 hearts? How about lungs? What do you think they're doing on lungs? Think they're getting 500 lungs? Yeah. How about livers? I bet you they get a lot of livers. You know, do they pull the liver out of the baby while the baby is alive? Then did they kill the baby? But it's better, they want to get a hot liver. Yeah, they probably kill maybe 1,200 livers a day. And what else? Kidneys? They got kidneys. Yeah, and they also get muscle tissue. They like to pull muscle tissue off the baby. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It is. And you know what? Hitler has nothing on us. Hitler, he killed 6 million Jews. We kill only babies. What do you think God's going to say to us? Well, there is no God. I don't have to answer to him. That's okay. If you're right, you're ahead of the game. If you're wrong, you're up a Shiite creek without a paddle. Yeah. So, in a heated moment, John McCain called Trump's followers crazies. If you paint everybody with a broad brush, you can expect splashback. Trump attacked McCain as a loser and poo-pooed his war record. That was all the rhinos needed to complete their takedown of Trump. Joining with the Democrat Party of Death, who got us into NAM. I have a saying, Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. And you think about that. It's always been a Democrat that's gotten us into war. As far as I can remember. You could even go back to the Civil War. That was all the rhinos needed to complete their takedown of Trump. Joining with the Democrat Party of Death, who got us into NAM and ultimately the shootdown of McCain by Democrat Party protected SAM sites. They were playing political correctness back in NAM. They were saying, we've gotten word, we've got our intelligence indicates, we have photos that the Russians are building SAM sites in Vietnam for the purpose of shooting down American fighter jets doing bombing runs. So they said, we better take them out. And the Democrats said, we can't take them out because that will offend the Russians. And the Russians will be mad at us, and we don't want to start World War III. Better 59,000 Americans go up on a wall than we start World War III. Isn't that wonderful? That's how much leverage the Russians had on the Democrat Party. And then the Russians were unloading the weapons in Haiphong Harbor, and somebody said, let's mine it. Oh, we can't mine it. You might sink a Russian ship. That's sinking the American ships. And we could go to have a war with Russia. It could be a nuclear war, and we don't want that. Better 59,000 Americans go up on the wall. And can you imagine the PTSD rate from that war? Yeah. Did you know that the Chinese grew the best opium and prepared the best heroin for American troops in Nam? And they gave it to them for free. Chemical warfare against the United States in the form of drugs has been going on since Mao Zedong grew poppies in 1929 to kill Americans. All of a sudden, the same party that prevented McCain's war record to be used in his presidential campaign now sing his praises. Trump is a huge threat to the Rhino Party, and that was the moment they were waiting for. Etu Fox on Sunday created a Pearl Harbor mourning and chose to destroy Trump once and for all. I flash back to the movie The Patriot, where the British General Cornwallis says, "Send in the reserves. We finish this battle today." Frank Lund, what a dirty little bastard he is. Never trust a guy that wears colorful sneakers with a suit. Frank Lund is stuck the first blow. He stuck the first blow, followed by the rhinos running for reinfection, who never should have said anything. Democrats never turn on their own. They never turned on Anthony Weasel. They never turned on Charlie Rangel. They never turned on, they had to turn on Blagojevich, because he was selling deceit that they were supposed to sell. Yeah. Trump gets free advertising. I heard Mark Levin say today, or no, maybe it was Savage. Trump hasn't spent a dime yet to campaign. He gets free publicity. Well, that must kill the networks, huh? He gets free advertising and he steals the headlines. He must be stopped now before he picks up 30 points in the polls. He was right about immigration. He forced the rhinos to take their heads out of their feeding bowls to face reality. Americans hate reality and they run from it and will shut down their ears. This generation is raising their children. They don't want to hear about this. But the sad part is the children that they're raising one day will be drafted. Because if we take a big enough hit, the draft call comes up. I gave McCain his last vote for president because I support all vets and POWs 10 times more. And when I went on to the websites, the Tea Party websites, I was surprised to hear the guys that were knocking McCain. And one of the things they accused him of was signing off on the abandoning of POWs in Vietnam to get out of Vietnam. That's a big charge. And others said he wasn't so honorable. The left will play the patriotic card and call Trump a draft dodger. Never forget, the biggest draft dodger who made the presidency was Slick Willie, who gave us 9-1-1, the Clinton Towers. And Hillary gave us the second 9-1-1 in Benghazi. They might like fireworks. Trump shot from the hip and he cannot walk it back because his enemies will chop him to pieces. He knows that. And you know what they're now accusing him of? Splitting the party. And that little worm of Frank Lund, the Democratic apparatchik, said, "Will you promise us tonight you won't split the party?" And Trump said no. Why should he give up one of his Trump cards? He's going to use that as leverage when it comes down to, do you want to win this election or do you want to lose it? What do you want to do? That's a great ace in the hole for Trump. I wouldn't promise that you're not going to split the party. What businessman would do that and give up his ace in the hole? They want Trump to play by their rules, and with their rules, they can't beat the Democrats, and they can't negotiate with anybody. But here's how Trump can save mea culpa. Just as he made immigration a major issue, he can make all vets his major issue. The VA scandal was smothered by Obama by replacing one incompetent with another, but it got worse. Now Trump has to make amends to the vets. And best way is to support, and you know what? The vets are supporting him anyway. That was the shocker to me. I thought that, you know, that the communists had a great wedge maker, you know, Trump saying that McCain wasn't a hero. And of course, he did say that he likes guys that weren't captured. But he didn't mean that. You know, he didn't mean that. He was just reacting to quick lip. But of course, you know how dramatic the communists are. They could be an opera. I can tell you one thing the communists are. They're a Bible story. So Trump can help the guys out that are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth. If you can't help out the guys in Fort Leavenworth, help out their families. Make sure they're comfortable. Make sure that they got the next dollar coming in. If you could do that, you'd be a hero with all vets. Best way is to support the POWs. Not only were they sentenced to a fate worse than death, the wives and children were denied all benefits and sentenced to a life of poverty. Trump can turn the tables on this planned rub out by the Demo Camos and their rhino allies and once again make America's day. Who loves you, baby? Who loves you? Let's see what we got. We did Blue Moon. I'm out of time, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play as a closing tune, a tune to help every male's love life, no matter what age you are. This works for me, and I'm going to share it with you. When your love life is becoming humdrum, and the interest is no longer there, and the lure that once made you worship the ground that she walks on is almost gone. You can rekindle it. What you have to do is show her the new you. And the way to do that is you need background music when you enter the bedroom to show her that you are a great caballero. Good for you? Are you finished already? Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.